this. I figured how to use this the right angle. Where's that Josh from? Seated at a press conference over here. Everyone can, yes, everyone can hear? You guys can hear in the back? No, can anybody hear in the back? Okay, you can hear? Okay, good. Okay, I just hurt my leg a couple of days ago. It's been a little on the... Those remember from last year, so we took we tried the seating last year. I may like this, so this may become the new... say, Yard HaChush al Eilam, the Gemara says. We'll see how long this lasts. Okay. Like we were talking yesterday about Tosfos. Tosfos had a comment on Daf Yud Ches that tried to explain away the apparent theories in Gemaras about Kilorin on Shabbos. So Tosfos says that the reason why the Gemara says that it's mutter to do Kilorin on Shabbos is because the person is a Bari, and then Tosfos says that not only is the person a Bari, but Tosfos throws it for good luck that the person is doing it L'tainuk V'alma. You get it right eventually. So we had a Shiloh, had a reap shot at Tosfos. Tosfos being to say that Bari is an independent heter, and they were only explaining away that he's doing it L'tainuk V'alma just to explain why in the world the guy is doing that. What the Tosfos mean to say, no, that Bari is not an independent heter. Bari is only mutter if and when the person is also doing it L'tainuk V'alma. It's a Shiloh to read Tosfos. So this was a machlag used to be Tosfos in the Magen Avraham. So the Beisaisev assumes that Bari is hetagom, it's no shaila whatsoever. And the Magen Avraham says that no, that's also for Bari to take medicine, and unless he's doing it with time to be out. And he quotes this Taisa Zarayim. So Machlokes Gedolei HaPoskim. So comes Ramosha in the Tshuva, and Ramosha is very bothered with this psak of the Magen Avraham. Ramosha is assuming that we pass like this Magen Avraham. He's working with the assumption that we should follow this Magen Avraham. It's a little bit hard to understand exactly why should we... Sashala the Rabbanim, and I don't know, whatever, but he says, Halacha Basroi, we should follow the Magen Avraham. So he says, Rav Moshe, he says, what does the Magen Avraham mean? That it's also for Bari to take medicine. Let's say I feel perfectly, well, I don't have headaches, nothing's bothering me, and I take two Tylenol. So, and I'm doing it the Shem Refuah. The bottom line is not doing anything. The bottom line is not accomplishing anything. So Rav Moshe says, it's very hard to believe that would be an issue of taking medicine, because the issue of taking medicine, Chayr is only the medicine is being piled. It's only if the troop is working a little bit, whereas if it's not accomplishing anything, so Mehechateisa, that's included in the Gezerah. So you have to water down this Magen Avraham a little bit. You have to explain that even according to the Magen Avraham, sometimes a Bari can take medicine and can accomplish a medicinal result. What in the world does that mean? It's like semantics. It says Ramayish Yeshviyesh. Sometimes you can have a Bari who's taking medicine, and the medicine is being taken just to prevent him from getting sick in the future. So Rav Moshe says he thinks that's okay. He thinks that's the din that a bari is mutter to take medicine, because that's not called b'taras medicine. That's just preventive medicine. Mashenkein, sometimes you have a bari who takes medicine, and the purpose of the medicine is to be mechazik his guf. The medicine makes the person I heard something that was illegal in the corner. So he takes something to strengthen him. So says Rav Moshe, he thinks that's a problem. He thinks that's what the Magen Avraham meant. But the medicine is not just the Hasara Samoneh, it's not just preventing him from becoming sick in the future, but rather it's actually being told something in his goof right now, even though he's not sick per se, that's considered to be problematic. So Rav Moshe, based on this Haggadah that he gives, the Das, the Magen Avraham, attempts to deal with the question of vitamins on Shabbos. So what's the din? Can a person who's healthy take vitamins? So Rav Moshe said, L'chor, it depends. You have to check with the Frida labs and figure out what's going on with vitamins. What's the biradavar? What's the lumdus in taking vitamins? Do we say that vitamins just prevent you from getting sick? They don't really do anything right now. Or do you say that vitamins are chazik the guf? They ravish compass a medicinal effect even right now. So Rosh says that's the criteria. Rosh says in terms of lomar that the vitamins really are not toil right now a chizik a guf. So then this Talmud is going to be mutter. So what's the Metzias Advar? And I said, the guy takes a vitamin. So it's like Papa, you know, right away he's strong and becomes a chizik. I go right away, the guy takes vitamin C. So it builds up, his resistance, I don't know, whatever it does, it prevents him in the future from getting sick. It's usually very difficult to identify a particular taking of any given vitamin with a chizik aguf. So l'chayr, according to Moshe's Cheshbon, it should be mutter to take vitamins on Shabbos. So the Shemir Shabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman who had a different Hagadara in terms of vitamins. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that L'chayr we can be mad the vitamins based on a different Svara, based on the Svara that Michael Breem is with, in the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Tes, we'll talk about in a little while, about Michael Breem, but the din is that one is allowed to take food on Shabbos, even though, we'll see, according to most people, even though the food is serving some kind of a medicinal, effect, i.e. a cup of tea. So a cup of tea, let's say a person has a sore throat. Most folks can assume you're allowed to drink a cup of tea on Shabbos, even though you want to make your throat feel better, because tea is a Michael Breem, something that normal people drink even when they don't have a sore throat. So whatever Achi Din is considered to be food is not included in the Yisr of a refuel altogether. So Shlomo Zalman says that maybe we can be mounted vitamins by calling them food. What do you mean calling them food? So this is the big issue. Who has the suffix besides Shlomo Zalman? Who's not sure whether vitamins are foods or drugs? It's a big suffix in who? Well, the FDA, no? Food and Drug Association, they're also trying to figure this out. They're also troubling about the Shiloh. Is it food or is it a drug? So as Rav Zalman said, he thinks it depends. That if you can take a particular vitamin and you can identify that this vitamin is a tachlif for a particular food, means I'm really supposed to eat, broccoli. What's broccoli, Richard? What vitamins?
A.
Hey, good vitamin A, good. Okay, carrots. The guy's supposed to eat carrots. He doesn't want to eat carrots. So his mother said, okay, take this Fred Flintstone vitamin. And this vitamin is going to be this is going to be mounted in place of the carrots. So Shlomo Zalman said, so then it's mutter. So it means you're basically eating carrots. So some carrots are orange and long and crunchy, and other carrots look like a dino. So that's...
what?
Oh, 1 second, hold on, we'll get to that in a minute. So let's say you don't really have this. Let's say you're taking a multivitamin or something. So you can really point to the food that this multivitamin is substituting. That means this food is substituting. You're eating like normal diet. And the doctor says, well, as I say, you should take some vitamins. So then you could argue that vitamins are considered to be drugs. So then it's going to depend. So according to Ramayisha, we know his Agdara. And according to Shomazan, we know his Agdara. Ma'ezashri Paskin Lalach is a very, very vague issue, this vitamin story on Shabbos. So what I usually tell people is that most people don't really need vitamins that much. I mean, you miss a day here and there, vein chamahi. So if a person can arrange taking his vitamin schedule that he takes it Friday afternoon, takes it on Shabbos, I think that's probably the more correct thing to do rather than get involved in this shiloh. It's very hard. The Moshe's Hagdara is hard to understand. Or Shlomo Zalman's Hagdara is hard to understand. It's hard to put them into practice. If a person doesn't really need the vitamin, then the stomach they shouldn't take it. If a person has a particular real unbelievable tzara for vitamins, so maybe they have a right to rely on this tool that's even when they apply.
The person has a real tzara for vitamins,
No, sometimes tzorechs are psychological also.
So what about medications that are not vitamins, that are just, they have lower cholesterol,
that's refuah. That's mamash refuah. It means it's doing something to your body. It's lowering your cholesterol.
It
means you have a high cholesterol, so it means you have a mechaz, maybe it's pikuch nefesh, I don't know, it depends. But many of these, again, there are different kinds of medications. Some medications that people take all the time, if you miss a day, nothing can happen to you. Depends what it is. The guy has a serious heart condition, so obviously you can miss a day of his heart medication. Guy's on, Synthroid. Does anyone know Synthroid is? It's thyroid medication. So about 65% of America is on Synthroid. So when you get old, you get on there. That's what the minute becomes, you go on Synthroid. Thyroid counts don't reach straight. So 20 years ago, somebody decided that the whole world has to go on Synthroid. So that's the type of medication, unless you have some unbelievable, crazy situation, usually you miss a day or two, nothing happens to you. So those kind of medications, you definitely shouldn't be taking. Okay, so again, so getting back to this, Machlokes, the Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham, so... Just, we'll see how that goes. So this machlokes is the Beis Yosef of the Magen Avraham is the first machlokes I want to talk about. So that's the issue of what the story of a person is a bari and he's taking the medication, b'toras refuah. So the pashas of the question of Beis Yosef is tzeta garmer. If we went to the Magen Avraham, l'chara that's going to be a problem. Then we seem to have another machlokes in the Rishonim about the general issue in terms of medicine, which is really based on the Mishnah Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis. Mishnah says that Michael Breem, here the Mishnah starts out, Ein Ochlin Izavion de Shabbos, But this ain't a Michael Bream. A person's not allowed to eat this kind of gook on Shabbos because it's not a Michael Bream. It's basically medicine. But ochlu is yu'ezeh b'shosa avuvudra, whatever. It's all called ochlu nodem, ochlu adem l'rfuwa. Chalamashkin shosa chutzumei b'kolum b'chutz ikrnei shem yiroka. So the Mishnah says that Michael Bream is permissible, but anything which is a medicine is a problem. And then the Mishnah concludes that even something which is a medicine, like the made the kolim, shosu made the kolim with simo. You're permitted to drink this made the kolim, this delicious water of palm juice or something. You're permitted to drink this if you're drinking it with simo, if you're drinking it to in order to quench your thirst. So the Mishnah is clearly talking about a medicine. It's made the kolim, something which is not Michael Brian. And if it's being done with simo, if it's being done just to quench your thirst, then it's mutter. So Rashi has a very strange phrase on this Mishnah. Rashi writes, "Latzimbo im eino chola." Rashi touches up that this heter that the Mishnah is giving us, that you're allowed to drink a medicine. Say you're very thirsty. The only thing you got is a Robitussin. So you want to drink this Robitussin just to quench your thirst. So Rashi says it's mut, provided that you're not sick, provided that you don't have a cough. So the clear implication of Rashi is that let's say you do have a cough. Let's say you're tapa arsik, and the reason why you're drinking this Robitussin right now is not in order to heal your cough, because let's say you just took your Robitussin an hour ago before Shabbos, so now you're tapa thirsty, and the only thing you got is a delicious cherry tasting gook. So Rashi sounds like that would be a problem. That means Rashi's taiching up the heter of Lutzimo is meaning, translates to meaning mein achola. So the Amos says nobody told Rashi to do that. One could have learned Pshat in the Mishnah that Lutzimo means that he's not doing it for medicinal purposes. Maybe the Mishnah is telling you a more inclusive, all-inclusive kula, that whenever you take medicine, not for the purpose of medicine, so maybe it's mutter. Even a person would be a chola. So nobody told Rashi to say what he said. Maybe the pshat in this Mishnah is that kavana plays a role in determining whether the Yisur applies or not. So that's the pshat in Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah sure sounds like. Shosu made the call with simo. You're allowed to drink this medicine if you're drinking it for the purpose of quenching your thirst. So Rashi added to this Mishnah. Rashi says he made no chola. So the Bir Halacha points out that the Rashi sheet is a big chiddush, and the Pashas and other Rishonim, many other Rishonim, that's not true. So if you look at the Rambam, where the Rambam presents this halacha, so the Rambam does not go out of his way to say that that it's only mutter if you're not sick. You get the impression from the Rambam that this is an independent heter in terms of as long as your kavan is not for the purpose of medicine, that was never included in the Yisrael altogether. So that's a second machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. We have to keep on hold this. So far we have two different machlekes taking place in this basic din of medicine. You have the machlekes, the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham, about the person who's well but is being mechaveh for medicine. And now we have the machlekes, the Rashi and the Rambam, about the person who's sick but he's not being mechavin for medicine, whether that's mutter or not. According to Rashi, that's a problem. The heter is only meino chola. And according to the Rambam, that's going to be mutter. So keep these two machlekes separate in your, these compartmentalized in your minds. Then we have a third issue in our Mishnah, which the Aruch HaShulchan raises, that the Mishnah, that put the Aruch HaShulchan Rambam comes in, that Mishnah starts off by saying that whatever is not Michael Bream is a problem. Anything you want to eat, anything which is a normal, healthy people eat, so that's totally mutter to eat on Shabbos. So one could raise a question, just put a shot in the Mishnah. Does the Mishnah mean to say that a person's allowed to have a cup of tea on Shabbos if he's drinking the tea because he's thirsty, because he wants to drink the tea? Or is the Mishnah saying, and what would be the Chiddush? The Chiddush would be that even though tea is does do therapeutic things, tea does make you feel better, but if your kavana is letzorech achila, so then it's going to be mutus. That's what the Mishnah means. That means that you're allowed to eat food on Shabbos, basically, even though that food may also serve as a medicine. Is that the Pshat in the Mishnah? Or is the Pshat in the Mishnah no? That any food that a person wants to eat, even if his kavana is lerefua, means he's mamish, he's mechavin, he has a terrible sore throat, and he's drinking the tea in order to, he hates tea, he never drinks tea, but he's drinking the tea in order to make his throat feel better. So the Mishnah is saying that's also mutter. So what's pshat in this Mishnah? What's pshat in this heter of the Mishnah? that Maichabrim is mutter. Is Maichabrim only mutter if it's not a tzarech refuah? Or is Maichabrim mutter even if it's a tzarech refuah? So if you look in the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch both assume lakula, that Maichabrim is an independent pattern, and a person is allowed to eat whatever is a food, whatever normal healthy people eat, even if you're eating it l'shem refuah, that's totally mutter. So the Rosh Hashulchan just points out that even though the Mishnah can go either way, there is a Gemara Maseches Brachos that sounds not that way. The Gemara has a whole discussion about this din of Maichabrim. And the Gemara has the following lashon. The Gemara says that we must talk about a particular type of food, that whether you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos or not. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos, because how gavra li achiluka mechavein, that his intention is not to heal himself. His intention is to eat or to drink the food or drink, and Mamela just as a side benefit, he's getting healed. So the simple pshat in the Gemara Maseches Brachos is that the person's kavana plays a critical role. That the Gemara says that how gavali achila kamakavin, that he's having in mind in order to eat, and the only reason why it's mutter is because the refuah is happening by itself. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. So the Rosh Hashulchan says l'chayr, it's against the Rambam, it's against the Shulchan Aruch, that the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, are matir, even if your kavanah is l'shem refuah, and the Gemara says b'feirush, the only reason why it's mutter is refuah b'meilu kahavya. So what's pshat in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch? So the Pasha says that they learned the Gemara and brachas like this, that how gavah le'achilu kamachavin v'refuah b'meilu kahavya, that means that from the outsiders, the people are looking on here and trying to figure out what's going on, so they will touch up his action as being le'achilu kamachavin. You see a guy having a cup of tea, so you don't immediately think, oh, he's having a cup of tea because he has a sore throat. No, he's having a cup of tea because he likes a cup of tea in the morning. So how gavah le'achilu kamachavin doesn't mean what the emes lamito is. The emes lamito is this guy is having it l'shem refuah, and it's still mutter because since kala oichel mother oichel refuah, so we have a right to touch up that how gavah, we're going to make believe, we're going to say how gavah le'achilu kamachavin refuah me'mele kahavya. So the Gemara brachos could go either way. I said the pasuk of the Gemara sounds like the Aruch Hashulchan, but lemaisa the poskim, the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch don't seem to assume that way. So we have three independent machlokesim in the Rishonim, in the Gedolei poskim, about the parameters of this iser of medicine shops. The Chazif for a moment. So we had the machlokes we spoke about yesterday, the machlokes of Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham, where the person who is healthy is permitted to take medicine on Shabbos to get him stronger. So according to Beis Yosef, it's mutter. If you're healthy, so then you were never including this gezeirah altogether. According to the Magen Avraham, it's a problem. But if you're taking it for medicinal purposes, even if you're healthy, that's an iser. Then we have the second machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, about a person who is sick, who is taking medicine in order for quench his thirst. He's not taking it l'taras refuah. Is that hetter gomor? So according to the Rambam L'chari, that was a mutter. Whereas according to Rashi, that's a problem, because Rashi types up the Mishnah L'tzimol, meaning he made a chola, with the implication being that if he is a chola, it's a problem, even though his kavanah is not l'refuah. Then we had a third machlekes, as we call the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, against the strange machlekes against the Aruch HaShulchan, but it's the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch against the Pashas and the Gemara Brachas and the Aruch HaShulchan's Ha'ara, that this heter of Maichabriyim was this heter said only if the person is not having in mind the Shem Refuah. This was said even if the person is having in mind the Shem Refuah. So these are the three major issues in the sugya. So the question is, do these things have anything to do with each other? Are these three independent machlokesim that mamash don't relate one to another? Three nice little tidbits of information that we just gave you. And these three issues are not really totally in anything. They're not totally shittasim or anything. So the parashas at Devarim is, if that would be true, that we didn't share today, so we have another half hour share, so we can't leave us like this. So the parashas of Shad is that these three shailas are really one and the same. It's really mamash one basic mahalach as to how to learn pshat in this sugya, and really the whole sugya is one mishnah. There's a lot of sugyas about medicine in Shabbos, but the mishnah on the Kuftes and Mabez is really where all the action is, and there seem to be two totally different approaches in the poskim how to read pshat in this mishnah. Every single line of this mishnah can be interpreted one of two ways. So let's start off with the Rambam, because the Rambam, the last machlokes, the Rambam got the ball rolling, where the Mishnah says, Kola ochlem ochel adam l'refuah, that anything that's edible food, or anything that's drinkable, mashkin shoseh, anything that's normal food, so one is permitted to have on Shabbos, and according to the Rambam's learning Shabbos Mishnah, even if it's l'refuah, even if his intention is l'refuah, so that's okay, it doesn't matter, we totally ignore his intention. And if it's Maichabriyah, according to the Rambam is a heptagomer. So now, since the beginning of the Mishnah, according to the Rambam, is talking about l'refuah, that he's doing it l'shem, hini mucham zuman, in order to heal himself. So Michael Bream is mutter even to heal himself. So the contrast, the next line of the Mishnah, is also talking about when he's trying to heal himself. Chutz made the kolam, with the exception of made the kolam, which is a medicine, which is not a Michael Bream, that a non-Michael Bream, similar to the first half of the Mishnah, if it's being done, l'shem refuah, is problematic. So according to the Rambam, the theme of the Mishnah is talking about the person's kavana is to heal himself, and the Mishnah is drawing a distinction between Michael Bream versus non-Michael Bream. So Michael Bream, even though you're being mechavin to heal yourself, is permissible, whereas non-Michael Bream, if and when you're having in mind to heal yourself, is a problem. So that's clearly the contrast in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah continues and says, the next line of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah is qualifying that, that it's also to take these non-Michael Briyim, that's if it's l'refua, like the first half of the Mishnah, but if it's being done for the purpose of l'tzimah, if it's being done for the purpose of just quenching your thirst, then it's mutter, notwithstanding the fact that it's robitussin. So basically, according to the Rambam, with the two dinim of the Mishnah are very simple. The Mishnah is contrasting the person who is drinking tea, so that's totally mutter. That's the first dinim of the Mishnah. He's drinking tea, no matter what your kavan is, that's mutter. Person's taking robitussin l'shem refuah, that's also. But if a person is drinking robitussin l'shem tzimo, that's et gomer, according to the Rambam. So now, according to the Rambam, if even a chola is allowed to take robitussin, if he's taking the robitussin because he wants to not to help his cough, but he's taking it because he likes the taste. So that the whole Mishnah is talking about a chola. There's not one word in the Mishnah about a bari. So now let's superimpose on the Rambam a new category called bari. But they say it's chiddush that a bari, that's a new category in halacha. So a bari has to be one step above a chola. That means whatever a chola was allowed to do, for sure a bari is allowed to do, and a bari is allowed to do even more than a chayla. So what's the case that's mutter for a bari that was also for a chola? Even to take medicine for the purpose of taking medicine. Because you can't tell me that a bari is allowed to take medicine l'tzimo, because even a chola is allowed to take medicine l'tzimo. So if you create this new category according to the Rambam, that a bari is permitted to take medicine, so the only heter that could possibly mean is, even if he's doing it l'shem medicine, that's still going to be mutter. What? No, so that's what we said. That was machlokes b'Rabbi Yosef and Magen Avraham, right? In the Chanami, and that's still okay. That would still be mutter. So according to where we're reading the Mishnah, according to Shitas Rambam, the Ram is the biggest makel. The Ram is making all three of these shaylas. He's makel on Michael Briam, even l'shem refuah. Then he turns around and is makel even on medicine l'shem tzimo is mutter. Then he turns around and is makel that a bari is allowed to take medicine, even l'shem refuah. Has to be that way, because according to the Ram, you have to have your three levels. You have to have your gradation, because the Mishnah is comparing and contrasting the different levels, and then we're adding in the bari as the third category. So according to the Rambam, it comes out everything's mutter. That Michael Bream is hefta gomen, no matter what your kavanah is. That a chayil is allowed to take whatever medicine he wants, provided that he's not taking it to heal himself. He's taking it because he likes the taste. And then it's a mutter for a bari to do everything, even if he's having in mind l'shem medicine. But now, according to the Aruch HaShulchan's way of reading the Mishnah, so everything drastically changes. Why? Because according to the Aruch HaShulchan, everything changes from the first line. Kola ochlen ochle adam l'refua. So what does that mean according to the Aruch HaShulchan? So it doesn't mean that you're doing it l'shem refua, because he dug up the Gemara and Brachas in Avlam Ches, which sounds like the only time that Michael Briam is mutter is only with the person's intention, is not l'refua. It's only mutter to take a cup of tea if you're not trying to heal your sore throat. You're trying because you're taking the tea because you like the tea. So, kol ochlo, ochlen, ochel adam, lirafua. Kol amash, kushosa, etc. Chutz we made the kolim, with the exception of made the kolim, of medicine types of things which are not Michael Briam, which are asr, in contrast to the tea which is mutter. But just as the tea was talking about, hachav amayas inan, l'shem, the only time tea is mutter, kondir achashokhim is when. If it's not l'shem refuah, so when the Mishnah says chutzu made the kolam, what is that also talking about? Also talking about what? Not l'shem refuah. The Mishnah has to be parallel, right? So just as according to the Rambam's chat, the Mishnah was parallel, so also according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah is parallel. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, tea is mutter if it's the kavanas shtia, but made the kolam, which is a medicine, the robitussin is asur, even if your intention is in order just to enjoy it. So now what's the problem according to the Aruch HaShulchan? How do you read what? I read the next line of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, "Aval shosu may the kol mutzimah," but the Mishnah says beferish that you're allowed to drink the rubbeth dust, you're allowed to drink the may the kol if it's the quench of thirst. So what must you say? What are you forced to say? So what? That's talking about a bari. That's exactly what forced Rashi into this. Why did Rashi have to shtup into the Mishnah mutzimah himeno chola? So the answer is Rashi was bothered with this kasha. Because Rashi was learning like Derech HaShulchan, that since the beginning of the Sugya, the beginning of the Mishnah, was talking about only Letzorech Shtiyas Letzimo, and even that, the Mishnah asked if it's Robotasin. So what does the Mishnah mean when it concludes that the Robotasin is Letzimo? That means, Achol Nayaskinan, if you're a Bari. But what other Chumrah comes out now from this reading of the Mishnah? That if according to the Derech HaShulchan's version of the Mishnah, Rashi's version of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, Valshosu may the Kolam Letzimo, so that's talking about a bari. The implication is, the obvious implication is that if a bari is only mutter if it's loa, if it's the tzimo, but it's, if it's to heal himself, then it's going to be asar. So that's the source for the who's chumrah. That's the source for the Magen Avraham's chumrah. So the Magen Avraham is going to ikvos Rashi, the ikvos Derech HaShulchan, a little bit incorrect historically, but there you got three people on this team. You have the Magen Avraham and Rashi. And the Aruch HaShulchan, they have one whole mahalach of the Mishnah. The whole point of the Mishnah and the whole problem started with how to open up that first line of the Mishnah. Kol ochel nolam ochel refuah. Is that talking about l'shem refuah, not l'shem refuah? So according to that whole line of reasoning, these three chumras come out. That a bari is asur if it's l'shem refuah. A chol is asur even if it's l'shem tzimo. And Michael Brim is also, even if it's Michael Brim is also if it's l'shem refuah. Whereas if you go with the other line of reasoning, which is basically the Shita Sarama, then how to read this Mishnah, so that everything is mutter. That Michael Brim is mutter even if it's l'shem refuah. That something which is not Michael Brim is mutter if it's l'shem tzimo, and a bari is mutter l'gamri even if it's l'shem refuah. That's clearly what comes out. So when everyone read this Mishnah, you realize this, no? Right? Yosef, no, you realize this when you read the Mishnah. Pashas, right? No, this is obvious. There are two different, totally different ways to read this Mishnah. We're learning Mishnayos today. This is Mishnayos today. So we're just showing there are two different ways to read a Mishnah with Sechah Shalas. Chaps and Afkamina, all these Shalas, all the medicine Shalas, Chaps and Afkamina, just how you read this Mishnah. Fine. So, anyway, getting back to that story. So now, how should we pass in Halach Lamaisa? So according to what we're saying, that this is all one big package deal here, so lechora, we could take a little bit of the punch out of Reb Moshe's chumrah about the pasuk like the Magen Avraham. That means why should we pasuk like this Magen Avraham? The bottom line is the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch make straight out that Michael Briam is mutter, even if it's l'shem refuah. Everybody does this. A guy doesn't feel well on Shabbos, so his mother gives him a bowl of chicken soup and says it'll make you feel better. So he takes it l'shem refuah. A guy takes a cup of tea on Shabbos and says, yes, so everybody's making like this. So the Chorev will make it like this Pesach Shulchan Aruch against Derech HaShulchan's Gemara from Maseches Brachos. So then the chips all fall in that direction. So once the chips fall in the beginning, so then all the kulas fall in place as well. So it sounds like the Ikam Ikra at the end, one has a right to be making against the Magen Avraham, like the Beis Yosef, that if a person is a Chorev, so even if he's taking medicine, the Shem Refuah, it's okay. So now it's going to, so if you take that approach, then it should be at the government to take vitamins on Shabbos. Unless you're a chayla, now it's going to be a chal. If you're a chayla, you don't have a problem, so then maybe you have a problem with taking medicines, but taking vitamins. But if you're a bari, there's nothing wrong with you. I'm taking vitamins just for the, stam. So lechor, according to what we're saying, you don't need Rosh Hashanah's kula about the vitamins being taklif on mazon, and you don't need Ramesh's kula that it's not being coming lechazik as a goof immediately. The chor should be at the gum or under all circumstances. That's the pashas hadvarim. So again, I'm not retracting from my original psak about one should try to avoid vitamins if one can, but the pashas hadvarim is the way we paskin. So we shouldn't really be mechiv to accept this magen avraham. So lefini is
likely. If you're a chola, you can't take the chicken soup. For the sake of the
floor? No, but it's Michael Brian. Whatever is Michael Brian, we hold this to have to go. Tekemam is Eves Brachas that the Yerach HaShulchan made a whole to do that seemed to point against the Ram and the Shulchan Aruch. that the Gemara sounds like the person's kavana is l'shem ochel, and that's the only time that it's mutar. So the context of that sugi, the Gemara is not really talking about Shabbos there. It's in Maseches Brachos. What the Gemara is really talking about is about whether you make a bracha medicine. So the Gemara says in that sugya that if a person, even if you have something like shasisa, the Gemara is talking about, type of food that is having some medicinal benefit, so the Gemara says a person has to make a bracha on it because he's being nana from it, because it has a good taste. So the post can point out that Gemara is important in all those brachas. The Maisa Bipaskin that if a person takes a medicine that has a lousy taste, so then the din is that he doesn't make a bracha because he's not being nana at all. But if a person takes a medicine that has a good taste, so then he would be mechuyif to make a bracha. That distinction between the good tasting medicine and the bad tasting medicine, it's important in terms of his brachas, but it's much more important in terms of his kashrus as well. There's a very, very serious shot. This really is an aside. We're talking so much about medicine. We'll call that Gemara just to mention quickly that there's a very serious shayla about kashrus and medications. It basically boils down to as follows, that the Gemara says in the end of Maseches of Avodah Zarah that whenever something is nice in time of gam, so then it's mutter min haTorah. The pasuk says lo sochu kol nevela l'geshab shirecht et nevela chola, that the only type of nevela that you're not allowed to eat is only nevela that you could give to the goyim. So it means it has to be edible to the goyim. If it's something that's raw, that's spoiled, so then it's not included in the isser of nevela anymore. So the Gemara says that's the mokka for this klal of nice and time of gam being mutter. So if you have tray for food that's rotted, so then it's mutter. So the Rishonim have a machlokes about what does that mean that it's mutter? That means that it's mamish mutter even midrabanan, or that means that it's only mutter midaraisa. So the Rosh in the beginning of the second paragraph of Sochem has a raya from the Gemara that it's also midra, it's not totally mutter. Why? Because the Gemara says in Sochem that if a person takes chametz and he burns the chametz, he toasts up the chametz to such a point that it's not edible anymore. So charcho kodim zmano. So as long as he toasts it up before the zman is, so chametz is chal. So then eno chayv levaro. Then he's not mechuyev to be vired anymore, even though it's not really totally burnt. But once it's already nifsal meachila, so then he's not mechuyev to do teshbis. He's not mechuyev by Rabbi Motz anymore. So the lashon Gemara is that charcho kodim zmano is eno chayv levaro. It's not mechuyev to be vired. So the Rosh says, what do you mean he's not mechuyev to be vired? He's allowed to eat it because it's nifsal meachilas kelav, it's nifsal meachilas adam, whatever the shiach from chametz is. So it should be like a nevelish and a ruligar. So the Rosh says no. You see from the lashon Gemara, from the fact that the Gemara went out of its way to say einu chayv levaro, the implication is that you're not allowed to eat it. Why aren't you allowed to eat it if it's nifsal? So the Rosh says because you're eating it is going to be machshavet. It's achshavet. We spoke about this by the mashkin, right? So the Rosh is achshavet. The fact that you go out of your way and you eat it, so that gives it chashivas. That indicates that it's not so fossil fuel. It's not so bad for you. So most of the Echarim the Taz, and most of the Echarim assumed that Menuchas Pesach quotes this Taz. And most of the Chumash assume that the Rosh meant the Svar midrabanan. It means min haTorah it's takabalta, min haTorah it's mamish nothing. But midrabanan you shouldn't eat it because by eating it you're being machshavet. So there was a big machlokes in the Acharonim about how to understand that. What does that mean that through you're eating it you're being machshavet? So there was some Acharonim who said that b'medrabam amurim that we say that Svara, that's only when it really makes sense. That means that the fact that you're eating it, so that shows that's important to you. So that's an indication that you're machshavit. So then with the Rabbanon, we're going to slap you with a nisar the Rabbanon on this. But let's say the reason why you're taking it is not because you're machshavit. The reason why you're taking it is because you have doctor's orders that you have to take it, but you really would prefer not to take it. So a group of Acharonim said, and Mechaz Kain, if I'm not mistaken, some Acharonim in Yerodea said, that's not called achshavit, and therefore it's totally mutter. And the Shagas Aryeh disagrees. The Shagas Aryeh in his piece on Yom Kippur, Shagas Aryeh says that if a person eats oichlid she'en ru'uyin on Yom Kippur, so there was a machlekes that we shown him whether it's mutter l'chetchila to eat oichlid she'en ru'uyin, whether it's potter v'alosar. So the Mishnah uses the phrase potter. The Mishnah says in the end of Maseches Yuma that if a person eats spoiled food on Yom Kippur, so he's potter. So some Rishonim said potter v'alosar, that means it's an issa d'rabbanan. Another Rishonim said that though that phrase potter v'alosar, that phrase is only true in the Chashavas. The Gemara is a cloud, a komakom that it says potter in Maseches Shabbos, so it means potter v'alosar v'd'rabbanan. So some Rishonim said that cloud was only said in Maseches Shabbos. It wasn't said in Kol Torah Kula. So when the Mishnah says in the end of Maseches Yuma that oichel she'en ru'uyim is potter, that means potter v'mutter. So the Shagas Aryeh claims that the Rosh would disagree with those Rishonim. The Rosh, who held Achshavei, would say that it's a problem. So the Shagas Aryeh writes that he thinks that Isser the Rabbanon of Achshavei should apply even b'machom refuah. It doesn't matter. It's a psaloi plug that if the person is, as long as the person is eating the food, so the principle of Achshavei kicks in, even if the reason why you're doing it is not because you necessarily want it. So that was a machlekes ha'acharonim within Shittas HaRash. Again, there was some Rishonim who said that Nevela Shen Ruli Ger is totally mutter. That when the Mishnah says in Yuma that the Lashon Potter, so Potter means Potter Umutter, there never was an Issa the Rabbanu Bechlal eating trade food that's tastes terrible. And even within those Rishonim who said that there was an Issa like the Rush and the others, so there was a Machlekes Acharonim, did that Issa apply only if you really want it, or does it apply even by Machom medicine? So that's the issue. It's a very serious shalom of Asman Azar about many of the medications. Many medications have trade for ingredients in them. So are they mutter or are they also? So the answer is it depends. It depends how good they taste. So if the medicine mamish tastes good, like sometimes they spice it up to make it taste good, so that could potentially be a problem. So again, unless it's up to goch nefesh or something, so that could potentially be problematic. But if you have a medication that tastes lousy, so then according to some Rishonim, it's totally mutter, and even according to the Machmirim, maybe it's mutter because b'chir gavna you can't apply the principle of Achshavei. So those who want to be makel on the lousy tasting medicines, l'chor have a right to do so based on these talmud mahava. Stomach means that the oil is a taste. It's also a shayla. It's also a question. Usually the good news is that the pills usually taste terrible. So that's a shayla about a lot of these medication lists that come out before Pesach about, you know, they try to figure out what are the chametz and not chametz. So I don't want to put anyone out of business, but l'chor, the answer to all these questions is just the taste test. It means if it tastes lousy, it's mutter. If it doesn't taste lousy, then you have to mevarer whether it has chametz in it or not. But if it tastes terrible, it doesn't really matter whether it has chametz in it. According to the Mekilim over here, so I don't know. That's what most of the tablets, except for little kitty, Tylenol, things like that. Most normal tablets don't taste all that good.
But
Advil,
it has sugar coating, right?
Advil?
Doesn't it have sugar coating on the outside?
Yeah. Okay, so the sugar's kosher though.
That's what I'm saying, but you have to
have
meaning if the outside.
That's a shadow. Basically, the Advil itself is tastes terrible. But if you have something which is oichel, which is nissel, and then you just throw a little bit of sugar on the outside, is that change that makes the whole thing trace? That's also there, mekilim, and that also.
It feels like hormonal pills, oral contraceptives, as given post-colander medications, are
I think those are all medications.
They're
doing medical work, I think so.
Vitamins.
Vitamins and chametz. So we should get the ones that don't have chametz in them.
You consider it like chalzamah as food? You
shouldn't eat it. Shaila, if it tastes good, it could be a problem. Some of them taste good, I don't know. Yeah.
Some companies will put like a cherry flavor into the medication, but it tastes awful.
Right. Right, so that's a shaila. The problem is that sometimes the cherry flavor is treif. That's the problem. Very often the problem with the medications is not the medication itself. Very often it's the flavoring that's the problem. So flavoring could be potentially a serious problem in kashrus, because flavoring bisman is made from millions of different sources. It's very hard to, you can have flavor, the cherry flavoring could be made from, I don't know, made from a whale. I don't know, it could be made from anything. It's a big whale to a little pill, I don't know. If you ask Dr. Belzheim, what do you have to say about medicine? No. I don't want to say it'd be mori halacha. You don't take he's smart, he doesn't take his own medicines. Very often you have the problem with cough medicine. Some of the cough medicines talk to taste good, and some of them are sometimes the flavoring is trafe. So usually what I tell people to do is I tell them to buy the worst tasting medicines. They go to the pharmacy and ask them for the worst taste of cough medicine. So somebody was ma'arit to me that the medications that are usually prescribed for the diabetics usually taste terrible because they can't put any too much garbage in it. So it's usually it's just the lousy medicine itself. And that's what somebody told me. So I don't know. Check it out. We'll find out. Okay, anyway, getting back to this story. That was just an aside. Getting back to the story in terms of Rafu and Shabbos. So we said yesterday, and we started off the sugya, so we quoted the Tosfos. The Tosfos points out that there is a Gemara in later on Shabbos that talks about shor adam esakiloren on Erev Shabbos, and then you're allowed to take it, please stick it in, you're allowed to stick it into your eye on Shabbos per se. So we've been working along the lines of Tosfos up to now that the heter is based on the fact that you're a bari in the machlis lisus and milgan avram, but basically the heter of the gemara is that you're not really a cheder altogether. So there are other Rishonim who don't seem to say this pshat, including Rashi. So where was this? Where is it on Kuf Ches on the base, right? So Rashi says, gives you a whole story here. But also Rabbi Einav, Rashi says, why is it mutter to soak the medicine from before Shabbos and then put it on Shabbos? So the day came without so chul the shvel se meir Shabbos ikeh keira for lekel amegzer. So Rashi says somehow the reason why it's mutter, excuse me, is that you're doing something out of the ordinary. You're doing some kind of a heker, and you're doing it in the out of the ordinary way, so somehow that's the matir. That's what Rashi is touching up. This is not like Rashi, right? Not like Tyson. Tyson in the first break said that the reason why you're allowed to soak the kilogram and then put it on Shabbos is because that was never included in the gezeirah because you're a bari, because you had not let's say before. And Rashi says, no, the reason why it's mutter is because there's some kind of a heker over here. So if we should accept this Rashi's beer, and the other Rishonim go along with Rashi, then we may have some new heter here in terms of taking medicine on Shabbos, which may help us, not just in the case of the bari, but in all cases where the gezeirah should apply. And that's this idea of heker. The question is, well, what exactly is the hagadar of heker? What kind of heker is sufficient in order to be matir? So this appears to be a machlokes mamish min hakotze lakotze. And the gedolei poskim had to understand this heter of heker. Did I put the ikus mashal or no? I put it on. Well, those are the vitamins. So Rav Moshe understood what it means as follows, that Rashi is describing a heker in the preparation of the medicine. Rashi says, Kevan, excuse me, Kevan Yatzachul, the Shirosami of Shabbos, Yigar Kevan, that the medication has to be prepared in an abnormal way. So says Rav Moshe, what that means is like this. It's not the taking of the medication that has to be done there, heker. It's the sharia, it's the making of the medicine that has to be done. That has to be done in an abnormal way. It means you would apparently be sure of the medicine gets right away, but right before you take it. From the fact that we're going out of our way to insist that you sure of the medicine, the Erev Shabbos. So lechara, that's the heker. So says Rav Moshe, let's say you have a guy who wants to take a Tylenol on Shabbos, right? He knows he's going to have a headache tomorrow. He wants to take a Tylenol on Shabbos. So what does he do? So he takes the Tylenol and he prepares it in an abnormal way on Friday afternoon. What do you mean he prepares it in an abnormal way? He sticks it into a cup of applesauce on Friday afternoon. So now he's going to come Shabbos morning and he's going to eat the applesauce. The same way as Rashi is describing that the person who sees you taking the Kiloran on Shabbos is Savel or Chitza B'Almahu. He thinks you're just washing your eye out with wine or something. So too, says Rav Moshe, should we compare to the case the guy wants to put a Tylenol in advance into his applesauce on Friday afternoon, and then he's going to go ahead and eat the applesauce on Shabbos, should that be mutter or not? So says Rav Moshe, he thinks that's a problem because you didn't prepare the Tylenol in an abnormal way. That's not called making the Tylenol. It means if you call up the company and ask them to make the Tylenol and the machine take away, so that would be called achonas hatarufa in an abnormal way. You are superimposing, you're creating an artificial, quote-unquote, preparation of a medication. Says Rav Moshe, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. That's what Rashi is talking about. Says Rav Moshe, he doesn't think that the heter is really going to be relevant. So Rav Moshe says that b'zman hazeh, this whole kula is so shvach. You can't really think of a way to be matter in terms of the Tylenol. So Rav Shabbos quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman, who disagreed. Rav Shlomo Zalman assumed that the person who wants to take the Tylenol tomorrow, if he puts the Tylenol in a meshunetik away, so that's considered to be the heker. So Shlomo Zalman said the opposite of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said that you have to do the hachanas hatrufa in a meshunetik away. That's the only time that's going to be mutter, which is not too feasible. What was mine? Is that Shlomo Zalman said no, that it's not that the hachanas hatruf is done in a meshunetik away. Is that you have to do something in addition to the hachanas hatruf. It means no one in their right mind would ever put a Tylenol into a bowl of applesauce day beforehand. So you have to do something above and beyond the call of duty. You have to do something which is meshuladik in addition to the achana satrufa. But if the achana satrufa itself is being done in a meshuladik way, so Shlomo Zalman says, I don't think that's going to be acceptable. So it's a strange machlokes. So it comes out that in terms of our medication, bismanazel, which we don't really prepare our medicine in advance. So lechora, according to Ramesha, we have a very serious problem. That according to Ramesha, that would be problematic. So I don't know. It's hard to be machriya b'shal. Ramesha would aser all of these kinds of things. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman, the stomach would be meiko.
So
you're
the actual
tile,
like you crack it
with
half or something.
That's what Moshe says, that it's a joke, Buzman, because the hachana was done already months ago in the company. So you're deciding to put it into applesauce isn't really going to help.
Someone takes medicine normally in applesauce.
Right. Yeah, so that's the problem. Right. So then they'll have machlokes in the other direction. That, let's say a person always, the way to take the medicine is always to mix it into applesauce. So then Moshe says, if you do that on Friday, that's okay. So then Ramesha would be mafir it, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman would answer that. Because Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that it has to be that it's something additional out of the ordinary that you do on Friday in order to be mafir it. Strange machlokes. Anyway, so in terms of practically speaking, the Shmir Shabbos is makel, and Ramesha asked it in terms of the Tylenol, algae pills, things of that nature. There is another Gemara that talks about a possible hefker in terms of a medicine. The Gemara talks about if a person starts taking a medication a few days in advance, and now he wants to discontinue a pre-existing medicine, is that okay on Shabbos? So the Gemara talks about the chilsis. The Gemara seems to say that it's okay. So here also, the poskim have serious reservations as to why mechatei that should be okay. So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that if you, this particular medication, if you start to take it before Shabbos, and if you stop at Shabbos, it's going to lead to a day sakana. So once you say it's going to be sakana, then it's a moot question, and there's no application to anything in terms of a guy takes algae pills every day. If he doesn't take on Shabbos, he's not going to die. So l'chari, that's going to be a problem. But even if you want to tone down the Gemara a little bit and say that the Gemara doesn't mean you're really going to die, so some Acharonim say what it means is that your condition is going to worsen. So there are different types of medicine. Let's say you take algae pills. You take algae pills Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You don't take on Shabbos, so you're going to feel miserable on Shabbos. But when you wake up Sunday and you take the next pill, so you're not going to be worse than you were the day before. So the algae pills don't maybe some of them do, but I don't know if any of them don't. Don't have a cumulative effect in the sense of that if you miss a day, so you're not going to be thrown back in your treatment. It's not going to affect everything you did beforehand. So many folks can say that that's a problem. So Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying that even according to those who don't take the word sakana de gemara too literally, but it has to mean that at least it's going to affect your general outcome. Vajain came, the classic medication that Smart would not apply to, would be like antibiotic. As we all know, and if a person takes an antibiotic for a few days, take 2-3 days, and then you say, okay, I'm feeling a little better, I'm taking it anymore, so then boom, then you get Zets back with the worst condition. So I think the way it was explained to me, correct me if I'm wrong, explained to me that the antibiotic starts to kills the bacteria, it kills the weaker ones die first. So the ones that had more karchas, they were able to hold back from they didn't get wiped off first. So after 2 or 3 days, so they're the ones that are still left. So the guy, the chacham, who stops taking the antibiotic, so now he's got a few bacteria left in his body, but they're very, very strong ones. So those strong ones, puruhum, ilos, aret, they take over. Now he's got a condition that's 30 times worse than he was originally. So that, if no, am I correct, that's basically the give or take the smart that happens. Yeah, you're using the balabatisha terms. That's what happens. So the poskim are making on antibiotics. The person is on antibiotics, and then they would be permitted to continue the antibiotics at the end, based on that gemara about the chilsus, about the person who, once he starts the antibiotics beforehand, so then not taking it will throw his condition backwards rather than just not help him solve the problem.
Does that mean you can't start taking it on Shabbos?
No, so it depends, right? So it depends what kind of a situation it is. So. Sometimes antibiotic is because of nefesh mamish. Sometimes you have to take it out now. Sometimes it's going to be chaluk al guf. So sometimes you can have other terror. But let's say a guy has type of a thing that, you know, it's not going to be the end of the world. It waits a couple of hours. So then, Tavi, you shouldn't start it. Right? Maybe
if doctors prescribe
it
for 2 weeks, and they do it well, it's completely kills it, it's just they don't use it 2 weeks because it's easier.
It's easier for the doctor. I don't know. You have to check with the doctor. You have to ask the doctor. Whatever the doctor is saying. In the antibiotics, you should always ask the doctor. The doctor tells you to finish the test pill. I remember I had a Talmud a few years ago who had bronchitis, so he missed a week this year. And then so he came back for a couple of days, then he was out for another week. So he asked me, my high. So he said, I got bronchitis. I said, but you just had bronchitis 2 weeks ago. So he said, no, I had bronchitis again. So I said, why? He said, because I only took my antibiotic for 2 days. It felt great. So I stopped taking it. So I got a whopper case again. So I said, I have two kashas on you. I said, why don't you listen to the doctor? And number two, we learned Tepa Shabbos that year, and we had talked about this, because he had missed it the first time, because he was sick with bronchitis, so he missed when we said that you're allowed to take antibiotics on Shabbos, and the reason is because you're going to get worse. So anyway, so I have two kashas on my wonderful Talmud. Anyway, so getting back to that story, so just to sum up in terms of this refuah story, so we have this gezeirah on the books. There is a gezeirah midi rabbanan not take medicine on Shabbos. The gezeirah was made because of a teichen, because of shidduch sam amanim. So although we had some poskim who questioned whether that gezeirah applies to manazeh, it's generally assumed that it does, even if it's batla tam, but lo batla gezeirah, and you need minyan acher, and the maaseh never was a minyan acher, and bottom line, we assume the gezeirah still applies b'zmanazeh. Then we had whole details in the Rishonim, in the Chironim, had a lipsha of our Mishnah, Daf Kuf Ches, and had a lipsha of the show of the Sekulurim, that Tosfos introduced this new concept that Bari is Mutter, the Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham, and the Machlokes Rav Moshe, and Shlomo Zalman, and the vitamins, how does that fit into the whole picture? Then we had this running three-way issue in the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Ches, and the Beis, about what's the din of Michael Briam, if it's B'Shem Refuah, what's the din for Bari, if it's B'Shem Refuah, what's the din of B'Tzachol, if it's Lo Tzimo, everything was totally one big cholent, everything was totally Zebazer. Then we had the Machlekes Rav Moshe and Shlomo Zalman, how to learn Pshat in Shura of the Zekilor, and what kind of a hacker is necessary, and do we realistically have this hacker? Then you have this other Gemara that says that sometimes if you start the medicine from before, and it's more to continue, with the different opinions as to how that plays out in mice. Okay, so I think as much as we finished Malachas Tochein, okay, hopefully tomorrow we'll start Malachas, what's the next one? Barakay, and the next Malachas will be coming up soon, okay?